Brothers and sisters, as we continue this week, we continue our look at different parts of what it means to follow Jesus as our Savior, what it means for us to have welcomed Jesus into our world in Advent, in Christmas, what it means for us to have God with us. And last week we took a slightly closer look at the great mystery and miracle of the Incarnation and explored the significance of Jesus's name, Emmanuel, with us, God. And we heard how Jesus is stepping closer into our lives and our worlds, even into the places of pain and brokenness. And Jesus is calling us to come with him closer and closer to those places in the world. And we were challenged to do so. This week, we hear in the passage from Zacchaeus another part of what it means for Jesus to be with us. We're going to look at and explore a little bit of what it means for Jesus to be our friend. Now, as we start, I want to just give one slight word of caution, and I don't want to dwell on this too much. Sometimes it is dangerous to just think of Jesus as a friend, as not someone significant, important. Sometimes we can just think of, we say Jesus is our friend, we domesticate Jesus. Jesus is not someone that we can control or change, but who ultimately changes and empowers us. So I just, with that one word of caution, not to, when we hear of Jesus as friend, take that to mean something too lightly. But Jesus himself uses the word friend many times when he's talking about our relationship. Jesus himself calls and identifies us as friends. He calls his disciples friends so that I tell you what I'm doing. You know my plans, and I'm preparing you to do great things. Jesus intentionally uses that because Jesus wants to be our friends. That's part of the relationship that Jesus wants. So what does it mean for us to have the incarnate Word of God as our friend? Well, maybe you're thinking, as what popped into my mind as I thought about it a little bit, was the Disney Aladdin song with Robin Williams as the genie singing, "You ain't never had a friend like me," as he showed Aladdin all of the amazing, powerful things that he could do. And that whole story of Aladdin, of that friendship between Aladdin and genie, were based on the wonderful wishes and powers that genie had. Well, that's not what Jesus means. It's not that we have a friend who has supernatural powers and abilities that grants us wishes. That's not it. When Jesus calls us friends, it is a far simpler thing. Jesus is actually telling us that he wants to be our friend, just like we have in our lives already. He wants to be one of our human friends. He wants to be in that kind of a relationship with us. This isn't just Jesus being nice to us and showing us affection by calling us friends. This is Jesus saying, no, I want to be just like your best friend. That's the relationship that I want to have with you. Jesus wants to be someone that knows us and that we know. Maybe you have one of those friends that just gets you, that all you have to do is exchange a look and you just crack up laughing. Someone that you're excited to spend time with. Someone that you just know whenever you get together, it's going to be a good time. That's kind of the friendship that Jesus wants to have with us. And it's an important part of it. In his book, and Max Lucado's book, Jesus, the Savior Who Knows Your Name, he describes a gift that he got from a ministry colleague of his that was a beautiful pencil sketch drawing of Jesus. But it was unlike any other drawing or picture that anyone had ever made of Jesus. We don't know what Jesus looks like, but this artist had drawn Jesus, but Jesus had a kind of a smirk on his face. He was clearly chuckling at something that someone said. And Max described that in his book, that it took him a long time to get comfortable with that picture, because he knew Jesus as this serious Savior, as this caring healer, as this teacher and leader, as this one who is in authority and power, the divine Word of God. The idea of Jesus laughing at someone's joke really hadn't crossed his mind. But yet, Jesus did that. That's the kind of thing that Jesus wants us to be together. When Jesus calls us friends, he wants to have that intimacy with us, that we can have an inside joke, that we can make each other laugh. It's also important in this that Jesus wants that closeness of that intimate relationship to know us. I often think of one of the friends that my daughter has, that she, that we knew when they were babies together. They spent the first 2 years of their lives playing all the time, as their families are friends of ours, and their moms, my wife and Nora's friends, are good friends that are always talking to each other. And whenever Nora and her friend come together, even though we've moved away and in ministry, and we've, you know, for the last 8 years, whenever they connect together, it's like no time has passed at all. Their friendship just keeps going, and they just reconnect instantly. That's what Jesus wants our friendship to be, that intimate, that close, someone who knows us, who laughs with us, that it's just like we never were apart. But gee, there's more to that. You know, sometimes in our lives, we see that we have friends that it's wonderful to be with, but they're not really the friends that we turn to when things aren't going well, are they? But yet we have friends in our lives that when things are hard or we're in a dark place, that are right there with us. And Jesus is that kind of friend too. He not only wants to laugh with us, he wants to cry with us. And he'll hold us and just sit there when we need it. Sometimes that's when we really know who our friends are. And Jesus is that friend as well. Part of what we talked about last week was how Jesus stepped into the brokenness and the pain of our lives. He doesn't shy away from those moments. He seeks them out to be present with us. Jesus is that friend that when we need a supportive shoulder, when we need someone to wrap their arms around us and just hold us, Jesus is there. One of the most powerful verses in the Bible is also one of the shortest in the English language. It's the story of Jesus when he is coming to Bethany after the death of his friend Lazarus, and Mary and Martha, Lazarus's sisters, approach Jesus, and they're just overcome with grief and anger, and they fall on the ground before Jesus. Jesus gets down to them, and the Bible says, Jesus wept. He wept with his friends that were hurting. He wept with his friends that were filled with grief and the death of a loved one. Jesus was there in those dark moments for them. And the same is true in our relationship, our friend relationship with Jesus. Jesus is the friend that's going to stick with us even when things are difficult. Jesus is that friend that we turn in the darkness and find right there with us. No judgment, just love. That's the friend that Jesus is. But there's another part of Jesus as friend that the story of Zacchaeus really reveals for us. And it's the part that I really want us to think about today. It's that Jesus is that friend that pushes us to be better. Jesus is that friend that we have that makes us better. Jesus is that friend that encourages us to be all that we can be, that sees in us potential that we might not see in ourselves. Jesus is that friend that sees that and moves us along and is there in that process of us becoming more than we were before. Jesus is that friend that pushes us to be more. When Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he didn't see what the world saw in Zacchaeus. His physical size, he didn't care about. He didn't care about the things that Zacchaeus had done or hadn't done, that other people had thought about him as being a tax collector. He wanted to be with Zacchaeus, and he saw that Zacchaeus was a kind and generous and loving person, and he wanted that to come out more and more. When Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down from the tree," we didn't hear that part in the scripture. "I'm going to come and eat with you. I'm going to be a guest in your house." It made other people upset. But Jesus didn't care because he knew that Zacchaeus was more than what other people thought. He knew that Zacchaeus was more than even what Zacchaeus thought about himself. And that Zacchaeus could do great and wonderful things. And so Jesus said, "Yes, I've come to eat with sinners. I've come to eat with the broken and the unclean. I've come to heal the sick and give rest to the weary." Jesus saw that Zacchaeus, just like us, were not perfect, that we had faults and flaws. But Jesus wanted to be Zacchaeus' friends, to help him become who he could be. And yes, Jesus sees in you and me and in all of us our flaws, our brokenness, our weakness, the things that we could do better, the things that we can be better at. Jesus sees that and desires to be our friend that helps us to overcome, our friend that helps us to see also our potential, to see what we can do and what we can be with a little support, with a little encouragement, and with a friend like Jesus. Zacchaeus became a generous person, honest, and showed the people that, yeah, if I made a mistake, I'm going to fix it. And that was part of the transformation of his life because of his friendship with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, Jesus comes and calls us friend. And there's so much in that. And we really need a friend like Jesus. Now, normally, in this point of a sermon, I would give us some kind of challenge, some way of doing something or to move forward in this. But today, I don't need to do that. Today, I just want us to acknowledge that Jesus is our friend. I want us to invest in that friendship. That's the only challenge I want to give you, is to really invest in your friendship with Jesus. Because I know that as your friend, Jesus is going to laugh with you. He's going to smile with you. He's going to cry with you. He's going to hold you. And he's going to challenge you. He's going to see that potential, and he's going to challenge you to become all that you can be through his love and his grace. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen.